testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 21, King James Bible. Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we conclude our study of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and the study of the office of prophet. This is part 2 of 2.
The history of the church to soften the impact of this veiled prophecy. They insinuate that the prophecy meant the Democratic Party. However, Congress is made up of representatives from both parties. The Mormons were making an appeal to the general government, not to the Democratic Party.
And the Democratic Party is still around.
Yep.
Obviously.
This prophecy is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 111. The introduction to this prophecy states as follows. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet at Salem, Massachusetts, August 6, 1836. At this time, the leaders of the church were heavily in debt due to their labors in the ministry. I, the Lord your God, I have much measure in this city for you, for the benefit of Zion, and many people in this city. Therefore, it is expedient that you should form acquaintances with men in this city, and it shall come to pass in due time that I will give this city into your hands, that you shall have power over it, and its wealth pertaining to gold and silver shall be yours. Concern not yourselves about your debts, for I will give you power to pay them. This was a failed prophecy. No treasure was ever discovered, nor did Salem ever fall into the hands of the Mormons.
Number 6.
And now I am prepared to say by all authority of Jesus Christ that not many years shall pass away before the United States shall present such a scene of bloodshed as has not a parallel in the history of our nation. Pestilence, hail, famine, and earthquake will sweep the wicked of this generation from off the face of the land, to open and to prepare the way for the return of the lost tribes of Israel from the north country. Therefore, I declare unto you that the warning which the Lord has commanded to declare unto this generation, remembering that the eyes of my Maker are upon me, and to him I am accountable for every word I say. Once again, we have a failed prophecy. Such a widespread destruction of the wicked of that generation he was speaking to never occurred.
Final.
Of revelation of Jesus Christ unto his servant Joseph Smith, yea, the word of the Lord concerning his church, as he has spoken by the mouth of his prophets, and for the gathering of his saints to stand upon Mount Zion, which shall be the city of New Jerusalem, which city shall be built beginning at the temple lot, which is appointed by the finger of the Lord in the western boundaries of the state of Missouri and dedicated by the hand of Joseph Smith, John, and with others whom the Lord was well pleased. Verily, this is the word of the Lord, that the city New Jerusalem shall be built by the gathering of the saints beginning at this place, even the place of the temple, which temple shall be reared in this generation. For verily, this generation shall not pass away until a house shall be built unto the Lord. Yet another failed prophecy. The Mormons were forced to flee Missouri due to persecution, and the temple was never built on the temple lot in the lifetime of Joseph Smith or within the generation of his contemporaries.
There you go.
Still there.
Yeah, Chris.
It's funny about that place where Joseph Smith was talking about, that's also the Mormons actually believe that's the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missouri. But listen, that's how easy it is. I mean, all this guy did was read the words of this guy claiming to be a prophet, and he tested to see whether it came true. It's not that hard. So why are so many people following false prophets? Amen. And it's not an intellectual thing, see?
Amen.
It's spiritual. If you have a love for the Word of God, and the Word of God tells you that when someone prophesies, you test it, and if they get it wrong one time, you reject that prophet, your problem is solved. Mm-hmm. But if your attitude is not one of submission to the Word of God, and you know you're dealing with a crook and a liar, and you just keep listening and sending him your money, you love lies. Yeah. You don't love the Word of God. You know, one of the lies that is, you know, a lot of lies out there, but there's one lie that I think the majority of people in America today are going to answer for is when they say, "I love God." Because if you love God, you love that book.
Amen.
And if you don't love that book, you don't love God, the God of that book. You love a God. If you do love a God, it's one. It's a figment of your imagination. It's one you made up in your mind, and might be the one in the mirror. We could run video clips showing the many false prophecies of the Watchtower Society, the Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know, like 1888, 1914, 1925, 1975. I mean, go on and on. They claimed that Jesus was going to return. The Seventh-day Adventists, it was built based on the false prophecies of a man named William Miller. No relation. Although I'm going to look on Ancestry, it might be related to Steve. But... but even if he is, that doesn't mean anything. After William Miller got it wrong twice, this Ellen G. White stood up and claimed to be a prophetess, and all you have to do is get her books.
Yeah.
I think it's called The Plan of the Ages is one of them.
Yeah.
And just read it and you'll see the false prophecies. And yet, right down the road here, big old Seventh-day Adventist church, they continue to follow those lies. You have the Unification Church, Sun, My Young Moon, sometimes called Moonies. The People's Temple. Remember that one? Jim Jones, Guyana?
Yes.
They called it the People's Temple.
Yep.
And many more. We could show you all these different clips, but keeping our focus upon false prophets from within professing Christian churches, the icing on the cake is when they also preach this.
Yep.
The ecumenical lie. And I want to tell you right now, you don't just hear it from pulpits. Most CCM Christian music artists are a bunch of ecumenical heretics. Stop buying their garbage. You're making them rich preaching this lie. I've gone to the concerts. In the 90s, I went to them, a bunch of them. And they stand up there and say, "Oh, it doesn't matter what denomination you are." There's a half-truth. Because it doesn't, on an individual level, it doesn't matter. If you're saved, you're saved.
Amen.
But then they go on to start naming them, and they name all the apostates. They name the Roman Catholic Church. And now in some of these CCM artists are naming the Mormons as one of the Christian denominations that we're supposed to be brothers and sisters with.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. When they preach this, you know you're dealing with a liar. Deuteronomy 13:1. You want to turn there? Go ahead. Deuteronomy 13:1. We would call these the ecumenical false prophets. But rarely will you ever hear these false prophets, these crooks like the Benny Hinns, rarely will you ever hear them not promote the ecumenical lie. And for those of you who don't understand, ecumenical means we all put aside any truth and just come together based on nothing. We just are a unified blob. And we're just going to hold hands and get along. Well, if you read your Bible, you know how ridiculous that is. We are called to have the unity of the Spirit. We are called to have unity in truth. We are called to be unified in the person of Jesus Christ, not the fake Jesus, but the true Jesus,
Amen.
And in His gospel.
Amen.
We can have unity there. Outside of the local church, even if we don't agree on all of our doctrinal differences, we can have unity there in the sense of recognizing each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, praying for one another and all that. Then in the local church is where you break it down and get more specific, and you get down to the brass tacks, word-for-word study of the Bible. But ecumenical false prophets, Deuteronomy 13:1, read that. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dream. Did you get that?
Amen.
That's even telling you that the false prophet can get it right sometimes. And even if they get it right and they lead you into the ecumenical lie, you reject them.
Amen.
And what we got today, you talk about, it says prophet, but the dreamer of dreams thing is amazing, because that's what you have a proliferation of today. If you go, you look at these charismatics, you listen to their stuff, or you go on YouTube and see all these fake prophets on YouTube and on the internet, they all say, I had a dream last night, and I just feel I have to share it with you. And then when they prophesy in that dream and it's totally wrong, they take that video down and make another one. And the suckers just keep buying it and keep buying it and keep buying it.
Breaking news tonight, the Pope in America, a rousing welcome for the man who's been called the rock star Pope, Francis begins a historic visit.
Will speak to the world, then hold a one-on-one meeting with only translators in the room, all before Pope Francis addresses Congress Thursday with Biden in attendance. Even though the President and the Pope are allies on issues ranging from climate change to income inequality to Cuba, even the Iran nuclear deal, the White House refuses to reveal what the two men will discuss.
For the faithful who'd been waiting for hours, the emergence of Pope Francis shortly before 9 a.m. was the thrill of a lifetime. Thousands, led by the President and Mrs. Obama, waited to greet him. And after the official welcoming ceremony, both leaders addressed the significance of the visit.
And I believe the excitement around your visit, Holy Father, must be attributed not only to your role as Pope.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
We need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ. And his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure. The failure of the cross.
Pope Francis alone praying. He placed a rose atop the etched names of the 3,000 victims of the 9/11 attacks. His goal? Bringing people together. The pontiff chose this place to promote worldwide peace. The Pope joined hundreds of leaders of different faiths to talk about healing. Together, he led a prayer of peace for a violent world.
Peace in the hearts of all men and women, and peace among the nations.
He says he witnessed Pope Francis gracefully combining two contrasting passions in his effort to bring all religions together. To bring all religions together.
Jayang viram pasavati
wa ilayka yarja'u salam.
The words may sound different, but the Pope gathered them into one voice for peace.
Papa Francesco, on behalf of this very distinguished group, representatives of the Hindu, Buddhist, Jain, Sikh, Native American, Jewish, Islamic, and Christian communities of New York City, our civic and public officials, and the board of the September 11th Memorial Foundation, I renew to you our welcome and our joy at your visit. Welcome, Holy Father.
We, representatives of the world religions in this great city of New York, gather to offer words of comfort and
intolerance
prayer.
And ignorance fueled those who attacked this place. The courage of today's gathering distinguishes us from the opponents of religious freedom as we stand together.
Namo Buddhaya Jayang Viram Pasavati Dukkhang Seti Param.
Homage to the Buddha. Victory begets enmity.
Not
the coat that we wear. That truth is above everything, and the highest deed is truthful living.
Makari iptohi to pnevmati, oti afton estin I vasilia ton urano.
For they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the
go. That's going on all over the world, and these false prophets we've been talking about are bringing the entire world together as one religion.
Got one thing to say on Revelation, when he talks about the golden cup. Every Catholic church, when they do the wine and everything else, that cup has to be real gold.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we be an altar boy. I know all that stuff.
We went through Revelation 17 and 18 and went line upon line showing that the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope are the fulfillment of those prophecies.
Amen.
And now we are seeing false prophets among evangelicals,
yep,
via the charismatic movement, and when people... I know I have trouble getting this through to people. I just pray right now, you're hearing me, that when people reject the truth, when God has already told you that that preacher, that man or woman who claims to be prophesying, when God's already shown you that they are a liar, you think it's all in you. You think it's all in your intellect. It's not. If you disobey God and continue to follow the liar, you will be handed over.
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm a Christian. That doesn't matter. If you as a Christian won't follow God's rules and commands, He will hand you over and let you fall into the pit because God allows you to make your choice. And you'll be destroyed and you'll lose reward.
Yeah. Amen.
And today's Christians are stiff-necked, dumb asses.
Amen.
And if you don't know what I mean, go buy one and put it on your property and find out what an ass is, and then look at the Christians today.
Yeah, amen.
Yes. If between the two, you'll end up preferring the ass. The real, the one on your property. The more you look, the more of this you'll see. I bought a blue Fit. I didn't even know what those things were. Then when I bought one, I started seeing them everywhere. How many times that happened to you? Same thing here. Once you receive what you were taught today, you'll start to see. If you won't receive what you've been taught today, you'll stay completely ignorant and walk right into the pit. But if you will receive what we've been looking at today, you also notice it is a fulfillment of prophecy.
Amen.
So as aggravating as it makes you, you can look and say, this is amazing. This is exactly what we were told we should expect right before the end. Coincidence? I don't think so. Jesus prophesied, Matthew 24:11, that in the end times many false prophets shall rise and deceive many.
Wow. Amen.
Peter prophesied in 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And what will the people alive in the end time when this is happening prefer? They will prefer to hear lies.
Yeah.
They would prefer to hear someone tell them what they want to hear. To scratch the itching ears. Or just to make them, you know, we had some laughs, amen?
Amen.
But that's all some people want. They want laughs with no substance. We try to give you both. If God didn't have a sense of humor, he wouldn't put a face like this on a pastor. Amen. Will you pass? Here's the question we're going to close with. Will you pass or fail the biblical test of faithfulness?
Amen.
See, that's what this is. This is about you being faithful. God has said what you should do. Will you be faithful? When you stand before the Lord, you're going to be checked. If you're saved, it's not about your sin, it's about your works.
Yeah. Amen.
And you're going to be tested for faithfulness.
Amen.
True love of God. Watch this. This is back in Deuteronomy chapter 3. For the Lord your God
proveth
you.
Amen.
To know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Wow.
That's why I said earlier, this generation ran around saying, I love God. I also love Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
I also love lies. I also love to gamble all my money away and to smoke pot. I also love to watch filth all the time and listen to filth and hang out with filth. And I love God. No, you don't. That's what they say. That's what they do. I love God. Now, check out my horoscope. You liar. You don't love God. If you do, it's the God of this world. And this is the challenge. All we can do is present you with the truth and urge you to what?
Buy in.
And that's literal. Look at this. I love this verse. Proverbs 23:23. I love this. This is one you ought to put down as your... Some of you might even want to make this your life verse. Read it with me. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. People say, I don't buy that.
Yeah.
You better buy this.
Amen.
You better buy the truth. And you sell it not.
Amen. Amen.
Also, wisdom, instruction, understanding. Amen, amen.
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 Wasn't that a feel-good sermon? Yeah. We feel so good. Listen, share this with folks in your family, you know, friends, whatever. But I just want to warn you, we live in a time where people don't want to hear the truth. So what do? You just stand. Sometimes you reach a point where all you can do is stand. Brother John mentioned during prayer time, you know, trying to clear the fog with a handheld fan. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's according to where you are, when you are, and everything. But it's like when you're driving in the morning. Sometimes out where we live, the visibility is like, you know, 30%. And then you come in town, it's 80%. So that's kind of the way it is when it comes to the end times, is that, you know, I always use the light as an example. Is 150, 200 years ago, whatever, it wasn't as dark. So your light didn't look as bright. But there were more people. That's why there's more light. Well, now there's less people preaching the truth. No. So there's less lights lit. Therefore, the darkness grows ever darker. But that means your light actually gets brighter. And if you can just keep that in your mind and understand that as you let your light shine, the darker it gets, the brighter your light is. But too many Christians look around and say, oh, I'm all alone. And they go this. And put their light out. Because they don't want to be alone. And the challenge for you today is, will you keep it lit? And even as it gets darker and darker, are you going to hide and put it out? Or are you going to keep that candle lit? And just keep remembering that the darker it gets, the brighter my light is. And my light is the light of the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this study and for helping us so that we can see truth. And we can see how simple it is. Your Word makes it so simple. The difficulty only comes whenever men and women refuse to receive, believe, and obey Your Word.
Amen.
I pray everyone in this room will have the heart and attitude of obedience. That these believers will not just be giving lip service, talk is cheap, but that people claiming to be believers will demonstrate they truly are and that they are faithful to your Word. And Lord, we just pray because it seems like it's just getting darker and darker and darker. And so many places, so many churches, so many areas in our world that used to shine the light have now put their light out. They're now compromising. Some of them are just closing shop. And this little ministry here, we aren't a mega church, never will be. But because of the darkness, if everyone in this room will continue to shine their light, that light will just get brighter and brighter to the glory and praise of Jesus Christ. We pray these things. Amen.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.